And good morning, good morning, good morning. It is a Friday, May the 5th, a getaway Friday morning, Cinco de Mayo, 10:15 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Scott Spears along with you for the ride this morning. And today we are going to celebrate the 90th birthday. Can you believe it? This is the exact 90th birthday of legendary actress Pat Carroll. I know many of you remember Pat from her work on Make Room for Daddy. She also did things with Sid Caesar. She's won Emmy Awards, Drama Desk Awards, Grammy Awards. Can you believe that? She's been a Tony Award nominee, and today she celebrates her 90th birthday. She was born on May the 5th, 1927. She's a regular guest to this program, so we are going to look back on some of the wonderful moments that we have had with Pat on this program and talk with her. I talked with Pat about 10 minutes ago, so we are getting ready, as you can imagine. This is a very busy day for her, but we are getting ready to have her join us here momentarily. And what a day it's going to be, celebrating the 90 years of Pat Carroll. We are going to try to get her just momentarily. We're going to take a break here, actually, and we're going to come back, hopefully, with Pat Carroll right after this on the WWGH radio program.
It's Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, right here on WWGH Radio from 12:10 to 2 p.m. Listen to the program for guests like these. The voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid and actress Pat Carroll.
And I think villains are the most fascinating people as an actress to play. They have more edges to them. They have more color to them. Isn't that a shame that goodness isn't more fascinating, or our world would be better?
I guess.
But there is something fascinated about tacky people, mean people. They're colorful. Good people always seem to be a little bit, ugh, yucky. But bad people always have edges to them. That's why they're so wonderful to play for actors. Because you can pick all the things in life as a human being that annoy you or that you would like to do to be really rotten mean. Most people are too afraid to be rotten mean because we want people's approval so badly. And we know that being rotten mean isn't going to get us that. But, oh, villains for actors are the best things in the world to play.
You know, Pat, that almost describes our current political situation in this country.
Doesn't it just? I'd never thought of that, but you're quite right.
Join me Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio. We'll take your calls, 740-383-9944. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
Hello, this is Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. And you know, Charlie Evers is a Marion radio legend. And you can catch him right here on WWGH 107.1 FM and streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Try your calls on anything under the sun by calling this number, 740-383-9944. Speedy delivery.
The Fayey Bank Charlie Evers Show every Wednesday and Thursday, 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon, and Friday, 1:10 p.m. till 3 p.m. on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.
Hey, Scott Spears back with you here on this Friday, May the 5th, 2017. 19 minutes past the hour, and you hear the happy birthday music in the background because it is a very special day for us here, but a very special day for a lady who we all cherish here at the station. She is a frequent guest of this program, and we have always loved her to the nth degree. Pat Carroll. Patricia Ann Pat Carroll was born in Shreveport, Louisiana on May 5th, 1927, which means today is Pat Carroll's 90th birthday on the Cinco de Mayo. We have a full hour here with guests and surprises and a whole lot of things going on, but we have got to introduce the lady who has been so kind to me over the years, one of my favorite guests. Her laugh is impeccable, and her acting skills over the years are on a level with Sir Laurence Olivier. She has worked her way into the hearts of many people by being the voice of Ursula for the Little Mermaid. Generations of children love her, and they will continue to love her until the end of time, as much as I do. It gives me great pleasure on this May 5th, 2017, to welcome the now 90-year-old Pat Carroll. Pat, happy birthday!
Oh, it's so good to talk to you, and you're so kind to me, and I am having such a marvelous time being 90.
Pat, when you woke up this morning, you're 90 years old, thing that went through your head.
I'm glad I'm still here. Isn't that selfish?
No, we're glad you're still here. We're glad that you're still here. Pat, what are the big plans today? How are you going to celebrate this big day?
Well, I'm having dinner with friends this evening, and I look forward to that very, very much because they're dear friends. I love them dearly. I only wish my kids were here, but they're all in California. So we're saving a special birthday dinner for us, the family, to have when I'm out there, which will be in a few months. So we'll have my birthday dinner with the family there when I'm out there.
Ah, beautiful. Pat, I've heard so many people say, I never thought I'd make 90. Did you ever think you'd live this long?
No, I didn't think about it very much because I figured I was having such a good time living. Just enjoy it and keep going. I have had a wonderful life. I thank the good Lord for it. And I have been blessed my entire life. My family has been blessed, and I am extremely grateful. And I enjoy living, and I still have good health. Thank you, good Lord. And I think health, you're able to enjoy everything, you know. And at the age of 90, it's pretty extraordinary to have your health. You've used your body years. Can you see many cars driving around that are 90 years old? No. So we're amazing. Human beings are fantastic. So enjoy every day of your life, everybody who's listening. Just make your life a special piece of work in your daily practices, because it's pretty marvelous being on this earth with God's blessings. And that's my sermon for today.
No, that... I tell you, today, Pat, is all about you. For all of those people who get up, no matter what age they are, the people over the age of 65, senior citizens who think, well, I've retired from my job, I don't have much to do, I kind of feel useless. I was thinking a lot of your greatest success, certainly the voice of Ursula, came after you were already a senior citizen.
That's right. Well, that's the wonderful thing about the theatrical profession. Until you die, if you're still working, you never stop, and it's wonderful, and there are always surprises. And I'm so glad I've done this work all my life. I've enjoyed it. I have fun doing it. I have met wonderful people. I've had fascinating experiences. And I have been delighted with everything. I've been blessed, and I'm very grateful.
Now, Pat, as I said, we have some surprises over this next hour, and here is the first one. There is a fellow actress who, when she heard it was your birthday and heard you were going to be on today, wanted to send a little note. Most people will remember her out there in the listening audience as Mrs. Garrett on the long-running television series Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray. Charlotte Ray.
Oh, dear Charlotte. She's one of our best actresses, always has been.
And here's what she had to say. Congratulations, dear Pat. You are a great artist and a terrific human being. I only wish we could live closer to each other so we could have more time together. Well, dear chum, onward and upward with your big adventure. Happy birthday. Love, Charlotte Ray.
Oh, how darling, and what a lovely artist she is, always has been.
Absolutely. Pat, do you like birthdays? A lot of people don't like them.
Oh, I love birthdays to celebrate life. I'm fascinated by birthdays. I love to see them. I'm shocked as I am 90 years old today. But it's very exciting. That's a whole new world to examine.
90, without question, is a milestone.
Absolutely. You're so fortunate to have lived this long.
What does 90 mean to you?
90 means to me a lot of living. I've been very fortunate in my life. And I have had many adventures, and I've met many wonderful people, and I've enjoyed work. And, you know, your life is blessed. If you sit down and think about it at a milestone point, either a birthday or an anniversary or whatever, and you look at your life, you'll find out you've been blessed. We all, with our lives, are blessed one way or another. All you have to do is sit down and think about it. And aren't we fortunate? And thank you, dear Lord.
Pat, I need advice here. How do I make it to 90?
How do you make it to 90?
Yeah, what's the advice?
Have a good doctor. Well, it will be a help to you. I think any advice about living long is we're fortunate if we do have these many years on our clicker. It's just live life, for heaven's sakes. Don't be stingy. Share it with other people. Have a good time. Laugh a lot. I think God created laughter as one of the greatest gifts that human beings have. And the more you laugh, the better your life will be. And the happier people around you will be if you have laughter. It's such a gift, laughter is. It's such a joy. Watch a bunch of kids in a play yard and see the laughter that just bubbles out of them. And it's lots of life. And laugh a lot. Laughter with your family and your friends. And enjoy every day. And if you share that with people, that's your gift to the world.
Your career as an actress, how has that played a part in your longevity?
Oh, I think it's very important. I don't care what your work is, whether it's theatrical or what. The work that you do in order to support yourself on this planet Earth is one of the most important things. If you're careful about it and you can stick with it long enough, you will have accomplished a great deal. God bless you. I think it's wonderful when people have been at their work a long time. It proves that they are able to do it with a certain amount of pleasure and joy. And why work unless you do it with pleasure and joy? I just think it's very important that you enjoy the work that you do in this life.
How much, because people can just hear, at 90 years old, you are exuberant, you're having a good time, sense of humor. How much is mental state? We talk about have a good doctor, but how much is that mental state?
Oh, I think it's the major thing for everybody. If your mind isn't set like a nice plant outside the back door and able to grow and develop, you're not going to make it.
Where did that positive attitude come from?
I think it came from my mother, who was a very positive Irish lady. She imbued life every day with laughter, with learning something. Every day she learned something new and made a big to-do about it. Every time she learned something new, it was like a celebration. My mother was my example. What a good example she was. God bless her. I hope she's so happy in heaven, because she was certainly happy on this earth and gave me that attitude. God bless her. She used to sit in Farmer's Market, the big market in L.A. that everybody goes to. She would sit and watch people. And a couple of times, my daughters and I got chairs and sat way away from her, but we could watch her watching people. No one ever had a better time than she did just watch it. And what a better place than a market to do it, because everybody there is on an errand to get some specific thing. They are concentrated. They are full of energy. It's a wonderful watching place. And we watched my mother, my daughters, and I, and we had the most wonderful time. She was so intrigued with all those strangers, and she really watched people. She was amazing. And we had such a good time watching her.
When you woke up this morning, when you know it's your birthday, and you know it's a milestone birthday, 90, are there people you think about?
Are there people I think about?
Yeah.
Of course. My mother, my father, my children, my dearest friends, everybody who has touched my life, and I hope I've touched theirs, because when you have friends and family, they do touch your life, and they do make a difference in your life. Appreciate them, and let them know you appreciate them, because our lives would be different without them. So prove to them that you're grateful for their being in your life. And I think God puts the right people in our lives to help us along this trail of adventure.
Pat, as I said, we have some surprises here today. And as many people know, Pat has been a guest on this program a lot of times, and we always appreciate it and hope it continues well past 90. But, Pat, I just want you to sit back there for a second. We have created a little audio montage here of some of my favorite moments of you on this program in celebration.
Wonderful.
And also,
are you going to send me a copy of that?
You're going to hear it right now, and I will send you a copy of it. But
I would so appreciate it, because it will go to my archives at Boston University.
Oh, beautiful. Well, Pat, sit back and you tell me what you think of this. This is Pat Carroll, A Life at 90 Years Old, guest appearances on this show. Take a listen, and Pat will come back right after this.
Today we celebrate the 90th birthday of one of our favorite guests, Pat Carroll. Patricia Ann Carroll was born in Shreveport, Louisiana on May 5th, 1927, and she was destined to be an actress.
And as I teased before we went to the break there, we have on today a lady who I've had on the program, I believe, two times before. But every time she comes on, I am excited. She's one of the most kind is the word I think of when I think of this woman, people that I have ever talked to, and I can names, but there are people who have been in Hollywood and had a career who are not as kind as you might think they are. This woman exceeds the kindness that you might think. She has the greatest laugh in the world, and she was the voice of one of the greatest villains in Disney history, Ursula from The Little Mermaid, and along the way, she did a lot of great game shows and television series, and worked with people like Jimmy Durante, Gloria Swanson, Danny Thomas, Sid Caesar. The list goes on and on. She is amazing, the amazing Pat Carroll. Pat, how are you?
I'm wonderful, Scott. Now I'm going to have to be a because you said so much about me nice.
Pat is an Emmy, Drama Desk, and Grammy Award winner, and a Tony Award nominee.
This is the delightful stage and television comedian, Pat Carroll.
Thank you, and this is my partner, Fergus Curry, from New York City.
Fictional character. How much of Pat Carroll is in that role? Because if nothing else, you kind of look like them.
Well, you know what? I think each person that you attempt to do or to put on or to affect is so different.
Okay, Pat, for 10 points, Give Fergie your first clue and see if you can get him to say that password.
Steady as we go, Fergie.
Okay.
Loge.
Balcony.
Great success came in 1989 when Carol portrayed the sea witch Ursula in Disney's The Little Mermaid and sang the song Poor Unfortunate Souls. She's entertained generation after generation of children.
Poor unfortunate souls in pain, in need.
This one longing to be thinner, that one wants to get the girl, and do I help them?
Yes, indeed.
Hey, not bad at all.
Not bad, I would say. I got such a kick out of hearing that.
What was it like to do that? Do you like that song?
Oh, yes. I liked it because it was musically the character.
Absolutely.
And that fascinated me. I loved it.
How do you see Ursula?
She's a rotter. She's a very tacky creature. She's a liar. She is out to get people. She's out to have her own way, no matter what. She's not a nice person. And I think villains are the most fascinating people as an actress to play. They have more edges to them. They have more color to them. Isn't that a shame that goodness isn't more fascinating, or our world would be better?
I guess.
But there is something fascinated about tacky people, mean people. They're colorful. Good people always seem to be a little bit, yucky. But bad people always have edges to them. That's why they're so wonderful to play for actors. Because you can pick all the things in life as a human being that annoy you or that you would like to do to be really rotten mean. Most people are too afraid to be rotten mean because we want people's approval so badly. And we know that being rotten mean isn't going to get us that. But, oh, villains for actors are the best things in the world to play.
You know, Pat, that almost describes our current political situation in this country.
Doesn't it just? I never thought of that, but you're quite right. It's just been wonderful. I am so glad to still be here. I'm still learning. I'm still experiencing things. And every day it's wonderful to wake up.
You are a legend. You are a fun person. And I really, really, really do look forward to our visits. So I hope they happen as frequent as able in this life.
Oh, I do too. And I return your compliments. It's always a joy to visit with you, Scott. It's just, and you always ask bright questions, and I like that.
Well, and I always like to end by saying that I adore Pat Carroll. Thank you, Pat.
Oh, my pleasure always, Scott. You know that. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call me.
You stay well.
Thank you. The same to you. Bless your heart.
Bye-bye.
I hope I'll talk to you soon again.
So do I. Bye-bye.
Pat is one of the sweetest ladies you will ever want to meet. One of my favorite guests. I love having her on. We've shared a lot of great memories. Happy birthday, Pat, and here's to another 90.
Pat, as we end this interview, and I always hate to say goodbye, but you say you love to sing. I love your voice. Can you give us a little line of something as we part ways here?
What, a song?
Any song you like.
Did you ever go into an Irishman's shanty where whiskey is whist and the boozeberry is plenty? The table is set with a door and a hatch in the door. The house is shut with a latch.
Pat Carroll, I adore you. Please come back anytime.
I adore you back, Scott. I've had a lot of fun. Thank you for having me on.
What a great thing to go back and hear. Pat, we've had a lot of fun. Are you there, Pat?
Oh, yes, I am. I didn't fall asleep. I was
no.
listening.
I was hoping during the tribute you didn't nod off. Oh, no.
No. I was listening. We've always had fun, Scott. We've never had a boring time when we talked.
No, I always tell people, I always say the best introduction answer I've ever had is from Pat Carroll. When I go out and give a speech, I say, I gave her all these great accolades, and she said, now I'm going to have to be a real boop.
God bless the lady. She's funny.
She is funny. She has always been funny. When you listen to that and listen back to you on Password and singing Poor Unfortunate Souls and your explanations on this show, what does it make you think about?
Well, nothing. I'm listening to me, and I'm learning from me. Which sounds very egotistical, but I always do. I learn something every time I hear myself.
Pat, you know, I think 90 years from now, when the obituary is written, it will say the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid. Did you ever think that something would come like that, that would just really take over the world and still goes today?
No, I didn't. I didn't even think that when I did it. I just knew it was a marvelous character to be asked to play, and I had a ball doing it. But I think that's the secret for all work we all do in life, not just theatrical, but your own work, whatever it is you do to make a living, just have fun doing it, because it will make such a difference. You will see it will make such a difference. Both for you and everybody around you.
When you know that this movie is still being seen by millions of kids all over the world every day, and it's been, boy, about 30 years ago now when it was released.
Oh, my Lord. It seems like last Thursday.
Isn't that amazing?
And it is.
To know that somewhere right now, I guarantee you, there is a child watching that movie. It really has become probably the piece of yours that is most viewed.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. Are you kidding? Out of all the stuff that we actors do, it's so wonderful to have even one thing that's utilized again. And it's such an honor and such a joy. I'm always grateful.
Has there ever been a part that if you were going to put something in the time capsule that people could dig up 200 years from now, what would you put in there?
That I had done?
Yes, something you've done that you were really proud of.
Ursula.
Really?
Yeah.
It is Ursula.
That's a wonderful character, and I am very grateful to have been asked to do it. And I think mean characters hold up better over the years, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, good people are lovely just for 5 minutes, and then you want to throw up because of the sweetness. But mean characters, the characters that have edges, last more because they're more interesting.
You know, Pat, I was looking back at your career last night, and when you started, some of the roles you played very nice ladies. And then,
oh, yes.
And then came probably the 70s, and you attacked Mary Tyler Moore in this hospital scene.
Oh, and you know I got hate mail for that?
I can believe that was...
I got hate mail. I can't call it anything else. How dare you attack our Mary? Audiences adored her. Adored her.
You know, Pat, but I wonder, the real Pat Carroll is a sweet, kind woman. Where do these evil women come from?
From my imagination. And you know, they're more fun to play than nice characters. They really are. Come on, let's be honest. They have more edges. They are more enjoyable to delve into, to see how many things you can bring up out of them. I'd rather play the nice people any time as an actress. And if I'd rather be a nice person. But in my work, I would always rather be the villain.
Pat, we have about 15 minutes left, and one thing I want to do, for anybody who's ever read Vanity Fair, the Proust questionnaire is in there at the end, and of course this was developed many years ago, and there are just questions in here that are supposed to reveal something about people, and I thought we'd go through this, if you don't mind, on your 90th birthday.
I don't mind at all.
Let's start from the beginning. What is your idea of perfect happiness?
Oh, boy, that's a loaded question, and a big one. Perfect happiness, I think, partly is the knowledge that your love of whomever is close to you in your life, your family, your friends, whoever it is, that that relationship is so fulfilling, it's like going to a gas tank and getting it filled up your car. It's wonderful.
What is your greatest fear?
Not answering affection. You know what I mean? If somebody proffers affection to you, you can't turn your back or say no, or what. You've got to answer affectionate approaches, and that's your problem. But I think they cannot be ignored.
What is the trait you most deplore in yourself?
The what? The trait?
The trait you most deplore in yourself.
Overgenerosity.
That's interesting. What is the trait you most deplore in other people?
Meanness.
Which living person do you most admire?
Living person. Give me just a second to think. Do I most admire? Well, it's proof in that I'm having such trouble trying to find someone. I can't think at the moment. There isn't a person that immediately comes to mind. I would say Eleanor Roosevelt if she were alive.
What did you lived during Eleanor Roosevelt's presidency?
Yes, I did.
Why did you admire her so?
Because she was so democratic, and I don't mean that politically. I mean that in a human way. Her interest and her actions were for people who didn't have opportunities. She took care of the unloved, the untaught, and helped. And I did admire that so much during her lifetime. She was always there helping someone.
You were a pretty well-known celebrity at the time. I don't think Eleanor passed away until 62. Did you ever get a chance to meet her?
No, I did not, and I would have loved to do so just to tell her how much I admire her, along with millions of others.
Absolutely. Being a celebrity yourself, who is the most famous meeting you ever had in your life? What star had the greatest impact on you, or political figure, just well-known person that you got to meet?
Oh, see, I have to think about that. Theatrically, I think it was probably... Oh, and from my childhood, I loved him. And now I can't think of his name. Oh, the human brain, please give us a break. The man I adored from the time I was a kid was a comic. And now I can't think of his name. Isn't that dreadful? Dreadful, dreadful. But I adored this man because he made me laugh when I was a child, and he made me laugh when I was grown up. Oh, golly, who is that?
You,
I can't think of it now.
Well, you got
But
to...
that's my civvy brain that poops out on me when I most need it. You little brain.
You work with some of... You worked with Gloria Swanson, Jimmy Durante.
Jimmy Durante, that was
who it was.
From the time I was a child, that man made me laugh. He made me laugh when I worked with him. He tickled my fancy because he accepted himself totally and completely.
What is your greatest extravagance?
Books.
Hmm. Do you like fiction, nonfiction?
I like everything.
What is
history, fiction, nonfiction? I like it all.
Do you have a favorite book that you've read?
Do I have a favorite book? Gone with the Wind.
Ah, that's interesting. A good Southern girl, that's right.
That's right.
This is perfect on your 90th birthday. What is your current state of mind?
My current state of mind, gratitude.
What do you consider to be the most overrated virtue in 2017?
The most overrated what?
Virtue.
Overrated.
Overrated, that people put too much into it.
That's a good question, and I'm not coming up with an answer, am I?
Well, we can move on. What do you dislike about your appearance?
About my appearance?
Yes.
Overweight.
Really?
Yeah.
You've never really looked all that overweight to me, Pat.
Oh, I have been, Scott. Yes, I have indeed. In fact, I lost work because of it.
Really?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
And they told you that it was because of overweight.
Yep.
My goodness.
Yep, yep, yep. See the things you don't know about me.
Well, that's apparently this questionnaire is the right place to go to get these. At 90, do you have it under control?
Weight?
Yeah.
I think so. In other words, I don't think, frighteningly overweight. I'm about right for my age and height and all of that silly jazz.
What?
But for my health, I'm a very fortunate human being. My health has been so good all my life. Thank you, God.
Well,
I have never had major health problems, never. And well, I'm so grateful for that.
Well, on that note, Pat, let me tell you this, that last night I put some pictures up on the internet that you were going to be on the program today, and they're from probably the last 5 years, and all people said is, she can't be 90. She doesn't look that age. She looks beautiful. So the overweight thing, you know, no problems there at all.
Well, I guess over the years, life itself takes the excess pounds and eats them up. But I have always had a weight problem ever since I was a kid. And I am very grateful. I seem to have a normal weight for my age and life in these latter years, and I'm very grateful for that.
This is kind of a loaded question, and I can't even imagine you having an answer for this.
Hello, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, Pat. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
okay.
I was having trouble.
Oh, here we go. Which living person or dead person do you most dislike?
Dislike?
Yes.
Hitler.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would answer that one. Mm-hmm. Who or what was the greatest love of your life?
My mother.
When and where are you the happiest?
When I'm with my family.
Which talent would you most like to have?
The one of God.
And you have it. If you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be?
My exuberance.
No, don't change that, Pat. That's
Well, you didn't say I had to put up what I wanted. Okay, go ahead.
I'm fire away here. What do you consider your greatest achievement?
Having existed in the theatrical profession all these years.
If you were to die and come back as a person or a thing, what would it be?
Eleanor Roosevelt.
Where would you most like to live?
Right where I'm living now, Cape Cod.
What is your most treasured possession?
My family.
What do you regard as the lowest depth of misery?
For me or for everybody?
For you.
For me, being without my family.
What is your favorite occupation? I think we all know that.
The one I've been in all these years, the theatrical profession, which I wanted to go into when I was 12 years old. You see how wishes can come true.
Who are your favorite writers?
Shakespeare.
Let's see here.
And that smart aleck, Sharpie from the 20s. God, I see his face and I can't remember the name. Isn't that dreadful?
Well, this is a good one for 90th birthday. What is your greatest regret?
Greatest regret. That I did not continue my college education and get my degree.
What is your motto in life?
Be happy.
And how do you... People find it so hard to be happy. How do you do it?
Well, number one, it can't be thinking about yourself. It's got to be thinking about other people. Putting other people first.
You know, Pat, when we look at 90 years of life, and you sit here and you think about it, it's a tremendous accomplishment just to have it. But you still do have a life to live. What do you want to do? How do you want to spend the next 90 years?
The next 90? Oh, I don't think I could take that. But whatever future life is given to me, I'd love to continue in the work I've done all my life in the theatrical profession. I knew when I was 12 exactly what I wanted to do, and I've done it, and I am ever grateful to the good Lord for that.
Are there...
He listened to my requests, and he gave them to me, and I am ever grateful. I hope I did well with them in his honor.
You know, Pat, I heard somebody say not too long ago that the 20th century was the century with the most change. We started with Model Ts and ended with cell phones, television, radio, proliferation of newspapers, magazines, everything.
Right.
In 90 years, what are the changes you've seen? What do you just think, boy, I never thought I'd live to see the day?
About the changes we've gone through?
Yes. Are you a computer person, a cell phone person?
I use all of those, but I'm not an aficionado. I'm very grateful we have those things because they help our communications. But wait a minute. Hang on just a minute, Scott.
You leaving, Miss? Did I give you your money?
No.
Oh, and I don't know where is my wallet?
Up there.
Is there money in it?
Yeah.
Will you take?
I will take, but I'll have Marsha watch me.
No, you don't have to have anybody watch you, lady.
All right, so have a great day today, and I'll see you Monday.
Thank you. I see you Monday. Have a good weekend.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm back.
No, no problem at all. So, Pat...
Okay, now what was the question?
Over this almost century you've lived, what do you consider to be the biggest change technology-wise?
In technology? I think certainly television.
Mm.
It has created the epitome of communication on so many levels. I think it has helped our education. I think it's helped our communication. And I'm ever grateful for it.
Just some summing up questions here, Pat. What is the best part of being 90?
The best part is good health. I tell you, if I didn't have good health, I don't know what I'd do. I am so grateful, and my health has continued all my life. I have also not created bad areas that would break my health down, so I have to compliment myself for keeping on the straight and narrow. But I think good health and enjoying your life as a human being. Major stuff.
The worst part, being 90.
I must say, though, I have not been visited with horrible physical maladies or problems, but I think your physicality becomes so important to you because you become more aware of your body. And if it doesn't function the way it always has, you get panicky. And so I have taught myself just to say, calm it, cool it. There's nothing major here. You're living just the way you always have. Your health is the way it's always been, because you've never done anything to change that and make it a negative. And I think we all are responsible for our own health, unless you're attacked by some huge bug or whatever. But I think the responsibility for our well-being belongs to us.
What is a typical day like for you today, at 90? What's a typical day like?
You mean looking at it from the prospect of the night?
Yeah, yeah. How do you live your life?
Spend my day.
Yes.
I usually have errands to do, which I get done. I usually have lots of phone calls to make because I communicate with my friends, my family, everybody. I do business. And I spend some time reading. I always have a book or two going because I am a reader, and I have been since I was a little girl and got books from the library. And I spend my days in communication, I think. I think I can safely say that. Between the phone and the computer, it's communication.
When you...
I like being in touch with people.
The profession you wanted to be when you were 12 years old, an actress, and the profession you have been a tremendous success in, is there anything left you still want to do in that profession?
Do more Shakespeare.
Are you positive that you'll be able to do that? That you can and
physically,
will?
Physically, you mean?
Yes.
I think so. Yeah, I think so. I'm a little limited as far as walking is concerned. I use a stick, and I have a little thing that I call Pippi. It's one of those little rollators, and they're wonderful. They're wonderful. They get you where you're going safely, and you never feel like you're going to be in trouble because you're secure physically, and that's marvelous. So I spend my days doing exactly what I want to do, which is usually reading, phoning. I don't watch much TV, maybe in the evening, but during the daytime I don't see much. Wait a minute, hang on.
Again, we're chatting with Pat Carroll, legendary Emmy Award-winning actress, voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, celebrating her 90th birthday today. What a tremendous, tremendous lady she's been. A fun conversation. Two more questions left, and then we're going to wrap this up. But Pat is tremendous, as she has always been.
I'm sorry, I'm back.
No, two questions left for you, Pat. One of them is the big question. 100 years from now, because you're going to be remembered through your work, how do you want to be remembered?
I want to be remembered as an honest performer. And by honest, I don't mean I'm not stealing from banks, but that I tried my best to do honest work.
And the final,
I would like that.
And the final question on this 90th birthday is a question I asked in that montage we played earlier on, because I love Pat Carroll singing. For some reason, your voice to me is just... I love that Irish song you sang. Not to sing a whole song, but can you just give us a line from one of your favorite songs on your 90th birthday?
There's so many songs that are my favorites. I'm trying to separate out one. Did you ever go into an Irishman's shanty where money is scarce and the whiskey is plenty? Ah, that's all I remember.
That's good enough. I want to say as we wrap up this program that Pat has been a guest on this program so many times we have lost count, but we lose count because we're having so much fun. There are celebrities.
We always do, don't we?
We do, and I want to say this from the bottom of my heart on this day, that there are people who come on this program who are wonderful people, but you don't develop what I would call a personal relationship over the telephone because it's just an interview and that's what you do. With Pat Carroll, it has never been just an interview. I don't write questions. She answers her own phone. If I ask her on short notice, can you be on this afternoon? We've had somebody cancel. She says yes, and she's better than the guest that canceled 100% of the time.
Oh, you are so funny. What? Oh, bless your heart. It's always a pleasure and joy to be on a phone with you, Scott. I mean that. I have never had a interview with you. We've had conversations, and it's like visiting. It's like visiting an old friend, and that's a good thing.
Absolutely, and from Sean and Terry and everybody here at the station and everybody here in Ohio, what you have done by entertaining children through the voice of Ursula and the career you've had, from game shows to Make Room for Daddy to your one-woman show, you are, without question, an American treasure, and it is my honor on your 90th birthday, the Cinco de Mayo, on behalf of a lot of people who would like to be here saying it, happy birthday, Pat Carroll. Here's to 90 more and many more conversations.
Oh, God bless you, and I follow your wish, and I wish the same thing. And I bless you for all these years of our gabbing on the phone. I've enjoyed all of it.
And
bless you.
You have a wonderful day, Pat.
Thank you, Scott. And I plan to, believe me. And I'll even raise my scotch this evening to you in a toast.
I adore you, Pat. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Scott. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that is it. Sean Kraft is with me in studio. We're going to come back and talk about this in about 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
And searching WWGH. Most show archives available on the website.